is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Heather Bosch. President Trump today announced new tariffs, a 30% tax on goods imported to the U.S. from the European Union and Mexico starting August 1st. CBS's Willie James Inman.
The White House and White House officials will tell you that part of the reasoning behind putting tariffs on goods coming from countries or tariffs on a critical mineral such as copper, which was announced earlier this week, is to bring the supply chains back to the United States. But experts will tell you that it oftentimes takes years to bring those supply chains back.
The European Union says it may adopt countermeasures. Mexico's government calls the tariffs unfair. We're learning more about the ICE raid at a marijuana farm in Southern California. CBS's Lauren Posen.
The Department of Homeland Security says at least 200 people were detained, along with 10 undocumented kids. The feds are now investigating possible child labor, exploitation, and human trafficking. At times, it got violent as protesters threw rocks at the ICE van, smashing the windshield of at least one. On Friday, families scrambled to collect whatever belongings they could from their loved ones back at the farm.
In Central Texas, 170 people are still missing after devastating flash floods. CBS's Jared Eggleston is in Kerrville.
We are over a week out from this incident, and residents here are starting to lose hope and prepare themselves for what comes next, from when it becomes the search and rescue into just a recovery mission.
122 people confirmed dead. An Air India plane crashed last month after fuel control switches in the cockpit were turned off, cutting fuel to the engines. That's according to preliminary findings by an India investigation team. It's still unclear why the switches were moved. The plane crashed a short time later, killing nearly all on board. An annual and sometimes gory tradition is underway in Spain. Here's CBS's Vicky Barker.
Five people were injured on this sixth day of the running of the bulls in Pamplona, Spain. Four had to be hospitalized. That brings to 33 the number of runners injured in this year's festival. Most tripped and were trampled, but two of the injured were gored. Vicky Barker, CBS News, London.
Wimbledon has crowned a new champion, Iga Świątek of Poland.
It's just surreal, and I feel like tennis keeps surprising me, and I keep surprising myself, you know, and I'm really happy with the whole process.
She defeated Amanda Anisimova in the final 6-0, 6-0. Saturday's victory at the All England Club took just 57 minutes. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This is the story of the one. As a safety manager at a manufacturing plant, he does everything he can to keep his coworkers safe. From finding ways to reduce risks to keeping safety supplies in stock. And for that, he relies on Grainger. Grainger offers a broad range of quality products and next-day delivery, so he can always play it safe. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Hey, that's the spirit. Right now, we're celebrating free with a free STP oil filter when you buy 5 quarts of oil and free Duralast brake pads when you buy 2 rotors. Like always, free battery testing, charging, and recycling at every store. Celebrate free at AutoZone, now through July 28th.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
A warning if you spend time with family around a fire pit this summer.
7-year-old Sage Star was eating a cupcake while outside last month and tripped. One arm went straight into a fire pit. No flames, but it was still hot. She's recovering from deep second-degree burns on her left arm, but her mother says it was Sage's grandmother, a nurse, who helped prevent even worse injuries. She put the child's arm in a bucket of ice water.
And that helps prevent more burning because your burn can keep burning for 72 hours.
Physician assistant Sarah Smith has been caring for Sage and says these injuries are common this time of year because people
think of the flame as being an immediate danger, but then forget that those coals can stay hot for a long time.
Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
The CDC says summer COVID cases appear to be growing in 25 states. The agency's modeling suggests the uptick is still considered relatively low. It's based on data from wastewater samples. The CDC says the virus appears to have settled into twice yearly surges nationwide. I'm Heather Bosch, CBS News.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Mostly cloudy, a high near 83 today. Scattered showers and storms possible. For tonight, partly cloudy, lows around 66. Mostly sunny on your Sunday, highs in the low 80s. Mid-80s, lots of sunshine on Monday. For Tuesday, a scattered storm in 86.
Right now, it's 84.
And timeless hits on WRJN just after 5 o'clock. And Chris Morrow in for Rick Johnson. Love these beautiful summer afternoons. Here at Radio Park, our station is sitting right in the middle of a residential neighborhood. Has been for 60 years now. Guy across the street's got a smoker. He must be doing some kind of a smoked brisket today because the air is filled with an amazing scent. If you're on that side of town, take a deep breath and enjoy.
These eyes every night for you, these arms long to hold you again. The hurting's on me, yeah, and I will never be free. No, my baby, no, no.
Smoking. arms long to hold you again. These eyes are crying. These eyes have seen a lot of loves, but they're never gonna see another one like I had with you. These eyes are crying. These eyes have seen a lot of loves, but they're never gonna see another one like I had with you.
Radio Park to Johnson Park, local news and timeless hits.
Jake and Elwood had nothing on the original from Sam and Dave. It's a Soul Man from WRJN. Local news, timeless hits, and Three Dog Night.
Slipping away, sitting on a pillow, waiting for night to fall. Girl in a dream, sitting on a pillow, this is the night.
You'll say
And timeless hits on WRJN. Dusty Springfield and Chris Morrow in for Rick Johnson today. How do you cook your stuff on the grill? Do you use gas, charcoal? Do you use some of those little tiny pellets now? I mentioned earlier the guy across the street from Radio Park, he smokes stuff. I mean, he smokes stuff during the week, but today, whatever he's smoking smells just amazing out there. So I'm not sure. I've got both a gas and a charcoal grill, and it's so much easier to clean up after gas, but charcoal, there's something about it on a hot summer day like this. So I've got to make that decision before I head home just before 6 tonight. If you're out enjoying it, thanks for making us your weekend soundtrack here on WRJN.
Nothing shouts independence like the freedom and relaxation of the open road. But sometimes that road gets crowded, and unfortunately, accidents can happen in a split second on a motorcycle. So if you're ever injured or in an accident, phone the lawyer who rides, the Hog Lawyer at 888-999-6644, and trust an experienced, compassionate, and aggressive attorney to protect your rights. That's 888-999-6644 or online at hoglawyer.com.
Sail with Racine Riverside Marine, your one-stop destination for all things boating in the heart of downtown Racine. Whether chasing the thrill of a Robalo or the timeless beauty of a Dufour, they have the brands you trust and more. New, used, power, or sail, Riverside has it all. From expert boat servicing to secure indoor and outdoor storage, Racine Riverside Marine is more than a dealership. It's your boating partner on the Great Lakes. Racine Riverside Marine. Visit today at 950 Erie Street or RacineRiverside.com. Let the water be your playground.
Soak up the sun and turn up the fun at the Lanes on 20. Kids bowl for free through Labor Day. Stop in, sign up, and bring the whole family for a summer packed with stripes, spares, and smiles.
Yes!
Pair it with some solid wings, burgers, and barbecue from Racine's best-kept secret, Angry Brothers Pub. And don't miss unbeatable food and tasty beverage specials during Brewers broadcasts, the Racine Raiders Roundup, and game day gatherings. Come for the bowling, stay for the party at the Lanes on 20, just west of Green Bay Road.
Uma.
What was that?
That is Business Phone Bliss with the Uma Cloud Phone System. It handles all our voice, video, and messaging needs.
You sound very...
calm. I am. Uma has everything I need to run my business more efficiently, like virtual receptionist, call routing, and video conferencing. And it starts at just $19.95 per month per user, plus taxes and fees.
Uma.
Nice. Find your business comm at uma.com/radio.
I used to smoke. I thought of cigarettes as my best friend.
They were always there for me when I needed a break.
I also thought cigarettes were my best friend, and then they gave me peripheral artery disease.
I smoked and had a stroke. Actually, multiple strokes.
I smoked and have heart disease.
Here's my tip. If cigarettes are your friend, you need a better friend.
You can quit. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the CDC.
And timeless hits on WRJN. Chris Morrow in for Rick Johnson. The older I get, the more I appreciate the music and lyrics that Paul Simon put together over the years. One of my favorites from Paul.
When I think back on all the crap I learned in high school, it's a wonder I can think at all. And my life education hasn't hurt me none. I can read the writing on the wall. Cold or chrome, give us those nice bright colors. Give us the greens of summers. Makes you think all. sunny day. Oh yeah, I got an iPhone camera. I love to take a photograph. So mama, don't take my Kodachrome away. If you took all the girls I knew when I was single, brought them all together for one night, I know they'd never match my sweet imagination. And everything looks worse in black and white.
News and timeless hits. WRJN has partnered with the Racine County Eye to cover the city and county like never before. You can hear the breaking news and headlines on WRJN. Then get in-depth coverage online at racinecountyeye.com. The county's largest staff of local reporters now working together to keep you up to date on the air and online.
Be alone each and every night. While you're away, don't forget to write.
Bye-bye, so long, farewell. Bye-bye, so long.
See you in September. See you when the summer's through.
Here we are.
Bye, baby, goodbye.
Say
guess you could call that one of those teenage tragedy songs. September rolls around and off to school he goes. See you in September from the happenings. Chris Morrow in for Ricky Johnson, WRJN local news, timeless hits, hanging out in my old neighborhood down in the boondocks. Billy Joe.
Down in the boondocks. And I
and timeless hits on WRJN. Raider football coming up at 5:45 tonight. The pregame kickoff just after 6 on WRJN.
Hot town, summer in the city. Back of my neck getting dirt and gritty. Bend down, isn't it a pity? Doesn't seem to be a shadow in the city. All around, people looking half dead. Walking on the sidewalk harder than a match here. But at night, it's a different world. Find a girl, come on and dance all night. Despite the heat, it'll be alright. And babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer, in the city, in the summer, in the city. Cool town, meeting in the city, dressed so fine and looking so pretty. Cool cat, looking for a kitty, gonna look in every corner of the city. Till I'm wheezing like a bus stop, running up the stairs, gonna meet you on the rooftop. But tonight it's a different world. Go out and find a girl. Come on and dance all night. Just like the heat, it'll be alright. And babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer, in the city, in the summer, in the city. Shadow in the city. All around, people looking half dead, walking on the sidewalk harder than a match head. But tonight it's a different world. Go out and find a girl. Come on, and dance all night. Despite the heat, it'll be alright. And babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer, in the city, summer, in the city.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Being alone at night makes me sad, girl. Yet brings me down. I was sure that you were mine, but leaving you, baby, is driving me crazy. It's got me wondering all the time. Right.
on the way. It's Raider football at 5:45. Enjoy the weekend. I'll see you back Monday night at 6 on WRJN.
Mustang Sally. Guess you better slow your Mustang.
Are a key to home ownership for those who served.
In the military, we make a lot of sacrifices, and with the VA loan, it makes it easier for us to get a home.
We were able to purchase this home and then use the money that we were going to use as a down to actually fix up the home. I would tell anybody who is interested in getting a VA loan to just do it.
To learn more about VA home loans, visit va.gov/homeloans.
On Home Team Network and back on WRJN, 1400 AM, 99.9 FM, and 98.1 FM.
Locke gives to Banco. Banco up the middle, into the end zone, touchdown Raiders!
Racine Raiders football is brought to you by Active Body Fitness, personal and small group fitness training, Anton Painting and Decorating, transform your home, Domino's Pizza, try their Parmesan stuffed crust pizza today, Educators Credit Union, achieving more together, Kelly Friesema of EXP Realty, where strong Wisconsin roots unlock the home you've been dreaming of. Our Harmony Club, enriching lives, easing care, creating connections. Rasmussen Diamonds, providing Racine beautiful stories for 125 years. Senior Helpers of Racine and Kenosha, senior care only better. Time and Again, music and more. Sturdivant's Vinyl Destination, Woodman's Food Markets, low prices every aisle, every day.
The Racine Raiders, back-to-back national champions!
Now, here's the Racine Raiders broadcast team with tonight's game. Good evening from Dearborn Heights, Michigan. This is Racine Raiders football on the Racine Raiders Broadcast Network. I'm Don Wadowitz, going to be flying solo here tonight with you as we have a bare minimum crew. Got Nick Gadd, our director and producer, and Dave Zuper, who's out over here. You can see the red shirt on the camera, and we appreciate you tuning in to the broadcast here tonight. It is a warm and humid night in Dearborn Heights as the Racine Raiders come in 8-1 in the PFA, one game behind the team that they're playing, the Motor City Rams. Now, the Rams 9-0, unbeaten on the season, the defending Players Football Association champions, and looking to repeat here in the regular season, then see if they can take it the whole way. Raiders facing a lot of injury struggles here this season, and that continues tonight. Got a couple of players back, but the injury list is nearly three dozen long, as the Raiders have 36 players here that I counted on the sideline. So playing a little bit shorthanded tonight, but we'll see what ends up happening. That's why we play them out, right, folks? So the tiebreaker situation in the Players Football Association right now, as it stands, the Raiders in the three seed, they are playing Motor City. You have the Indy Bison. They are playing at the Detroit Ravens. And then you have the Michigan Bills, who don't really factor in the Bills. They are the five seed, regardless of what happens in their game tonight. So really looking at these two games between the Motor City Rams and the Raiders here, as well as that Detroit Ravens and Indy Bison game. And the Detroit, how the PFA works is that head-to-head is the third deciding factor. So the first one is overall record. Then the second one is the total point differential in all games that are qualified PFA games. And then the third tiebreaker is head-to-head. So that's kind of how it lays out. And what that means for tonight is for the Raiders to move up, they would need to beat the Rams, and they would need to do so by 29 points. And if they would do that, that would invoke the third tiebreaker of head-to-head. Then having won, they would end up getting the two seed, having a bye next week, and then they would be hosting the Motor City Rams in 2 weeks. Then you have other scenarios that are involved in a lot of this. If the Indy Bison win and the Raiders lose, those two teams, the Raiders would be tied with the Bison. And the Bison right now, they have a slightly better point differential than the Raiders. So the Bison would need to win by 18 or fewer points than the Raiders for the Raiders to actually be able to jump up in that three seed. If, or the point differential between a Raiders loss and a Bison win would have to be 18 or total points or fewer. And then the Raiders would still stay in the three seed. If the Raiders would somehow slip into the four seed, how the PFA playoffs work, the 1, 2, and 3 seeds, because there's 5 teams at the third in the PFA AAA level. So the top three teams, they receive a bye next week. The 4th seed and the 5th seed, they play a game next week. So whoever ends up in that 4th seed would end up hosting the Michigan Bills. So, and a chance that the Raiders could be hosting the Michigan Bills next week. Obviously, that's a chance that means that they have lost here tonight. And as Raiders fans, that's not what we're hoping for, right? So that's kind of a high-level lay of the land of how the league standings and the tiebreakers are working. And basically what happened is that Phoenix Outlaws game, that was a game the league had nothing to do with scheduling. The Raiders completely scheduled that on their own, and so that game ended up not counting in the league standings, and that got removed because the Raiders would otherwise have 11 total games. So that would now give the Raiders 10 games. A game has to get removed there. And that was the one that on Sunday night or Monday, the league had decided, the league commissioner had decided, would be the game that wouldn't count. So that's kind of where we are at this point in time as we get ready for kickoff here tonight between the Motor City Rams and the Racine Raiders. A little bit of the starting lineup for the Raiders. I have a little bit on the Rams. A little bit of that is a guest job. Reached out to the Rams. Didn't hear back on the information. So kind of looked at stats and looked at some film and tried to figure out what those starters might be. But we'll give you the Raiders. We know who those are for sure. The offensive line for Racine will be Chenault Carey, 6'3", 290 out of Fenger High School at left tackle. Jacob Zimmerman, 6'2", 265 out of Wisconsin Lutheran College at left guard. The center will be Nick Nelson, 6'3", 245 from St. Norbert College. At right guard, Michael Hill, 6'5", 285 out of Arizona. At right tackle, number 78, Javier Ferrasquilla, 6'4", 300 out of Robert Morris University. The tight end, Dylan Flores, 6'4", 260 in his third season out of the United States Army. The H-back, number 3, Bubba Revolinski, 6'3", 220, also out of U.S. Army in his third season. The receivers, Jaquez Woodland, 6'2", 205 out of Missouri Southern. And Jordan Payne making his comeback here tonight, 6'2", 235, his 8th season out of Alcorn State. The starting running back will be Howard Triplett, 6'1", 215 in his 9th season out of Waukegan High School. And the quarterback for Racine tonight will be Sawyer Schick, 5'11", 210, 2nd season out of UW La Crosse. The Raiders defense, the front four, from left to right, you have Cam Hall, 6'1", 220 in his first season out of Elmhurst College. Making his return, Cordero Williams, 6'3", 330, second season out of Simeon Career Academy, 12 tackles, 10 of those for loss and 4 sacks on the season, plus a couple of forced fumbles. Good to have him back in the middle. Number 97, Armani Goodwin, 6'3", 330, seventh season out of J.I. Case High School. Armani having a career season for himself, 17 tackles, 7 TFLs, and 3 sacks. And at the other end, number 90, Ronald Hagen, 6'3", 260 in his second season out of Simeon Career Academy, 24 tackles, 14 for loss, and 9 sacks. The linebacker crew is what we've become accustomed to after the loss of Justin Benko. It'll be Arion Ivey, 6'4", 220, third season out of Bloom High School, 48 tackles, 18 for loss, 7 sacks, has a touchdown. Elvin Turner in the middle, 5'11", 260 in his second season out of Tabor College, besting his numbers from a year ago with 43 tackles, including 10 tackles for loss. And then Gary Young Jr., 6'3", 250 from Bemidji State University, 70 tackles, 22 of those for loss, 6 sacks, 3 fumble recoveries, and a touchdown. The corners, Stefan Chapman getting the start, 6'1", 190 in his first season out of Iowa Central Community College, 12 tackles, 2 passes defensed, 1 interception, 1 TD, and Corey Dalton, 5'9", 170, fourth season, College of the Desert. He had the pick six last week. Both those guys had pick sixes just a week ago. The safety is very different than what we've become accustomed to with the tattoo artist J.D. Hardy, along with Channing Schultz back there patrolling. It's going to be a little bit of youth tonight with Wyatt Savarino, the second-year player out of Muskego High School, 6'2", 215 at one of the safeties, and number 30, Thomas Burton, 6'1", 190 in his first season out of DuPage Community College. So that's the starters for the Raiders here tonight. For the Motor City Rams, some key players to highlight. They are fronted by their quarterback, Future Thomas, who went viral for a no-look back turn to the line in receiver pass that was completed. It was a dart to his receiver, nearly went for a touchdown. That has been all over the place, including like CBS Sports has played that one. He's out of Southeastern High School, completing 65% of his passes, nearly 1,500 yards through the air, 20 TD, 7 interceptions, has a couple of touchdowns on the ground as well. His favorite target this season has been Devin Ashley, 6'4", 180 out of Robichaud High School right here in the area. 29 catches, 689 yards, 24 yards per catch average, and 8 touchdowns on the season. DeFerrell Davis out of Central Michigan, 15 for 198 and a TD. Kyshawn Johnson out of Eastern Michigan, 6'1", 170, 14 for 325 and 4 touchdowns. And Curtis Allen, 5'11", 150 out of East English Village Prep, 12 for 231 and 3 TDs. The running back, 15, Kevin Mahone, 6'2", 216 out of Cody High School, averaging about 8 yards a carry, 1 TD on the ground, has 7 catches for 125 yards and 2 TDs through the air, and he's 2 of 2 on the season for 139 yards and 2 touchdowns passing as well. So a little wrinkle that the Raiders will need to be aware of there. On the defensive side of the ball, believe the starting four will be Takari Johnson, who's been tearing it up. 35 tackles, 24 for loss, 16 sacks, 5 forced fumbles, including a fumble return. Got John Skinner, 6'3", 280 out of Southwest Academy High School. Kyshawn Tyson, out of Grand Valley State, also played in the USFL, 6'3", 282, 20 tackles, 14 for loss, 9.5 sacks. And Mike Burice Jr., 5'11", 265, out of Ellsworth College. Linebackers, probably looking at number 11, Derek Newsom, 5'10", 215, out of Arkansas State. Number 50, Joe Carter, 5'10", 240, has 24 tackles, 7 for loss this season, and a sack and a half. And number 18, Jorian O'Neill, 5'10", 195, out of East English Village Prep, 23 tackles, 7 TFLs, and 3 sacks on the year. The DBs, a little harder to kind of guess here, but going with Joshua Buchanan, 5'9", 160, and Carter Embry, 6'1", 160, has 4 interceptions on the season. Safeties, again, believe DeMond Batten, 6'2", 233, out of Madonna University, has a touchdown on the season, and Robert Cohen, 5'10", 203, 9 tackles, 3 of those for loss, half a sack. Curtis Allen, also patrolling back there, playing both ways, 3 interceptions. Cameron Bell has a pair of picks. Xavion Eiler has a couple of interceptions, including a touchdown. And Kevin Williams with a forced fumble, fumble recovery, 4 passes defensed, and an interception. In that linebacker crew, expect to see Toriano Belton quite a bit, 12 tackles, 1 for loss this season. And so a lot of depth as well on the defensive line, play a lot of players, go through a lot of players. Torian Belton, 11 tackles, 5 TFLs, 3 sacks, 2 fumble recoveries. Antonio Harrison, 6 tackles, 2 TFLs, and 2 sacks on the season. And DeAnthony Jones, 9 tackles, 1 TFL. I asked for some clarification and didn't get any from Motor City on, is that the same DeAnthony Jones that in 2023 was drafted by the Chicago Bears, got cut in the final rounds of cuts, ended up playing for the Michigan Panthers in the USFL, so would put him in the area here, and didn't get a response, but putting up pretty good numbers on limited time, it appears. So we're just waiting on something here to get us going as we have reached the 7 o'clock hour. And we'll just remind you that this broadcast is copyrighted.